Ultimately pastoral in nature, in essence, the Visitation Summary is a document of proposals to the Irish Church as it continues in its efforts towards renewal. It states that while they were in Ireland, the seven teams visiting the church there were able to see just how much the shortcomings of the past gave rise to an inadequate understanding of and reaction to the terrible abuse of minors. But the visitators, who included Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston, New York Cardinal Tim Dolan, Toronto Cardinal Tom Collins, and British Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, also have words of praise for what they describe as progressive steps that have been taken since the 1990s, for efforts to ensure safeguarding procedures are being strictly followed today, and for those bishops, priests, and religious who live out the vocation in an exemplary way, despite feeling unjustly tainted by association with the accused in the court of public opinion. Then the visitators make proposals, among them a new focus on the role of laity, the recommendations that the bishops consider adapting diocesan structures to meet current needs, and the great need for the Irish Church to establish a proper relationship with media. But the overarching emphasis is on formation, the formation of future priests, fidelity to church teaching of current priests, religious and theologians. The visitators observed that when they were in Ireland, they encountered a certain tendency that, while not dominant, was widespread to hold theological opinions at variance with church teaching, a situation they describe as serious and one which requires particular attention, because, they state, dissent from fundamental teachings of the church is not the authentic path towards renewal. So they propose a re-evaluation of the current pastoral programme, the reinforcement of episcopal governance over the seminaries, and the introduction of a more consistent admission criteria for future priests. And finally, communion. Communion between the many church realities in Ireland, between the bishops themselves across the 26 dioceses, between the bishops and their priests, between the bishops, priests and ordinary Catholics in the pews. Because, as the visitators conclude, only a united church can be an effective witness to Christ in the world. I'm Eimear McCarthy.